With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The wildfires that erupted last week across LA County are far from contained, but they're already expected to be the costliest in U.S. history and amongst the worst natural disasters ever. The blazes have killed at least 16 people and incinerated more than 12,000 structures. Some of President-elect Trump's ideas would cause some major changes to the world map, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a wide-ranging press conference, Trump said the U.S. needs control of Greenland and the Panama Canal for economic security. When asked, he refused to rule out the use of military force.
I'm not going to commit to that now. It might be that you'll have to do something.
The president-elect also doubled down on his suggestion that Canada merge with the U.S.
Canada and the United States, that would really be something.
And he wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico.
The Gulf of America, what a beautiful name.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republican leaders are laying out their agenda for the 119th Congress. Majority Whip Tom Emmer says dealing with illegal immigration will be job number one.
With Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, and the party of lawlessness out of the way, the radical left's mission to enable criminal illegal aliens. Criminal illegal aliens. Yet people keep writing undocumented whatever. Criminal illegal aliens at the expense of law-abiding Americans, it's no longer going to be tolerated.
GOP leaders say they will work with the White House to deliver on promises made to the American people. Germany's foreign minister says sanctions against Syrian officials responsible for war crimes have to remain in place for now, but they're calling for a, quote, smart approach to provide relief to the Syrian population after last month's overthrow of strongman Bashar Assad. Saudi Arabia holding a press conference on the matter with Germany. This is SRN News. Officials at Rutgers University say they will install new safeguards for Jewish students as a means of settling a complaint by the Department of Education. Hundreds of reports of anti-Semitic acts on campus prompted the government to move against Rutgers, one of several major U.S. universities that have seen an uptick in attacks on Jews. It all began in the fall of 2023 with a devastating attack by Hamas on Israel, which has sparked a global surge in anti-Semitism, as well as a multi-front war between Israel and various Muslim terror groups. A new report from the Journal of the American Medical Association reveals the spread of transgenderism amongst the country's children. Looking at insurance claims from 2018 through 2022, JAMA concludes that thousands of adolescents receive puberty-blocking drugs and hormone shots in order to live as the opposite sex. Some of those patients were as young as 13. The report has no information on how many kids have undergone sex change operations. This is SRN News. Uyghurs detained in Thailand fear deportation to China.
A group of Uyghur men who were detained in Thailand over a decade ago say they fear the Thai government is preparing to deport them to China. It's a claim that has alarmed activists and family members who say the men are at risk of abuse and torture if they're sent back. In a letter obtained by the Associated Press, 43 Uyghur men held in Bangkok have made a public appeal to halt what they call an imminent threat of deportation. The letter says, "We could be imprisoned and we might even lose our lives." The Uyghurs are a Turkic majority Muslim ethnicity native to China's far west Xinjiang region. After decades of conflict with Beijing over discrimination and suppression of their cultural identity, the Chinese government has launched a brutal crackdown on the Uyghurs that some Western governments deem a genocide. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Details on these and other stories at srnnews.com.